Okay. Alrighty. Everybody should be able to hear me now. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. Here on today, let's pray first. We'll jump right in. This Father, y'all, we just bless you as always. And we honor you just for your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding on tonight. We bless you in advance that you give us exactly what's needed. And we just thank you, y'all, for who you are. We thank you for your Son and thank you for your Spirit. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Alrighty. There are some things that I want to take a look at here from, just from some, experiences. A lot of things are going on. And Yah is just blessing and just revealing things and just getting us all exactly where we need to be. But I want to encourage you from this perspective. And it stems from a conversation that Delana and I had, and we've had this conversation several times, and I just, y'all just never led me to expound on it until it came time for it to be necessary to expound on it, and since it has become necessary, I think it's something that all of us need to understand. Because once I shared the information with her, then she moved accordingly, and brought about some results that's necessary for where we're headed in ministry. And one of the things that, matter of fact, instead of me explaining it, just come up here. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know about how he show you things, mm-hmm. and once he show you things, what happens from that? Okay. And so tell that version of it, and then as y'all leave, we'll just reveal other portions of it. Okay? Because we've had this conversation a lot of times over the years. And you always said it. I just never said anything until I believe it was Sabbath. After Sabbath service, you said that evening,
yes.
You said those things. Okay, just go ahead.
There was a incident that happened last week where I had to leave my car at a bazaar because I had a flat. Well, I came home and got the pump and I was going to go back up there. But as I was waiting to go back up there, I heard a voice, which my dad say, stop saying your hearing voice and say who it was.
Quit saying Ian and something said. We got to learn how to acknowledge him. Okay, go ahead.
Y'all went ahead and told me, you're going to forget your keys. And I'm thinking like, no, I'm not going to forget my keys. I need my keys to go back so I can put her in my tire and bring the car home. Well, I get in the car. Hiya takes me up there. I get in the car. And we get up there, and guess what? I forgot those keys.
Now, y'all said it. Now, another incident you told me about, you mentioned a glass on the table or something like that. Okay, tell that one.
It was a glass sitting on the kitchen table. And it was, and I could hear, like, that glass is going to fall off and hit the floor. And I'm just like, that glass is just sitting there. Gravity left it on the table. It ain't going to hit the floor. Well, it hit the floor.
Okay. And so we've had these conversations quite a bit over the years where I know that Yah deals with her in a lot of ways that he deal with me. Matter of fact, when she was, she's about 2, and I had walked off the stage one time, and she came up to me, and I put my hand on her head, and when I did, Yah said she has your spirit. Now, obviously, him saying that, what he was saying is that there are certain gifting that I have, spiritual gift that Yah has given me, that she walk in those same things. you know, a lot of you walk in those same gifts. You just have to, they have to be developed. You have to acknowledge it. You know, I've been in this thing for a long time, and the reason why I'm saying a long time is because there are things that I've always acknowledged even as a kid. You know, as early as I can remember, I've always acknowledged encounters with Yah. I knew it was Yah, and I responded accordingly. I've been like that as a kid, and so, but at the same time, it has developed, you know, developed more and more to the point to where I am now. And so, you know, so from that perspective, she has certain gifts, and so there are certain things that sometimes she just walk, you know, in the office. I'd be sitting in the office or something like that. She just come in and she just starts sharing certain experiences and things like that, you know, that she had, like she just mentioned two examples of. And y'all deal with a lot. And so a lot of time I don't say anything because that, you know, there are some things I can't teach you. There are some things y'all have to develop in you. And although I'm your pastor, I can't sit there and say, well, this is how you operate the spiritual gift. You know, this is how, you know, y'all deal. Some things I teach you, but some experiences you have to have with y'all, encounters with y'all yourself. Because if you have all these experiences through me, then you start looking at me as y'all. And I ain't never trying to be your God. There's only one sit on that throne of your life, and I ain't trying to move him out of the way or sit beside him or you know, be even in the vicinity of his rulership in your life. And so from that perspective, there are certain things you may ask me, even thinking about Elder now and some things, and I'll let him give you his own testimony, but just some things that he had mentioned to me, even, you know, in reference to where it was leading up to where things have happened now. But, you know, we were together that Tuesday night, and he had asked me. He was like, he said, you know, Rail, you know, he called me Rail. He said, Rail, I need you to pray for your son. That's the way he always says, I need you to pray for your son. And I was like, okay, well, what's going on? And, you know, he just started sharing some things with me. I was like, okay. And y'all didn't give me nothing, because y'all had already gave him something. And so because y'all had, and again, I'm going to let him give you his entire testimony. I don't want to, you know, get no glory out of what y'all are doing with him and how. I'm going to let him give his testimony. So, you know, I ain't sharing nothing in reference to him from all the things that y'all has dealt with him on leading up to these events. But, you know, he told me those things, and usually, you know, he said those things to me because he know how y'all deal with me, and the spirit of y'all come up on me, and I give things in detail. Well, this particular time, you know, I was sitting there like a dude looking in the headlights of a car, because I'm just a man. And if y'all don't give me nothing, I'm just as stupefied as they come. I don't know nothing, can't see nothing, can't tell you nothing. You know, don't ask me nothing if y'all ain't dealing with me, because I ain't nobody special if he's not dealing with me, you know. And so it is manifested that it is him he gets all the glory for. And so when he said these things, I said, son, y'all not giving me nothing. He not leading me to pray. You know, everything is okay. Everything is okay. And the reason why he led me to say everything is okay, and there's nothing to be alarmed about, it because y'all had already given him a word. So regardless of all the events after that, everything is A-okay. You know, he's in y'all's hand. So that's why he didn't give me anything. And so, because y'all wanted an encounter with him, not his encounter through me. And so y'all was like, I'm doing this, I'm dealing with him. He had already, you know, Elder had already given me the word of what y'all said he was going to do with him. And so y'all was like, okay, you ask him to pray for you, and I ain't showing him nothing. And so, and you know, he showed me some things, you know, that Friday, but still he was holding me back, and he'll tell you I didn't say anything to him until the next morning, Saturday morning. Because y'all was like, I'm getting him ready. I'm giving him encounters. I'm dealing with him. Now, I say that to say this. Back to my daughter again. Yah is dealing with her, giving her encounters, certain things that he's doing with her. And when she would talk to me about those things, there were things that I understood, but y'all was like, you shut up. You shut up. Let me develop her the same way I develop you. The same way I'm developing elders. The same way I'm developing everybody who I'm dealing with. You get out of the way. You my man of God. I'm doing a special thing with you. But I also want everybody else to know that's connected to you that I'm doing special things with them. And in order for them to understand these special things, they have to encounter me. I have to deal with them and whatever's going on. So although you're the pastor, you know, you're the man of Yah, you're the vessel by which I deal with in the majority of situations. You know, one of the things that we say, heavier matters and things like that, I'm gonna sit you on the fence on this one. Because I'm dealing with Lana, I'm dealing with Elder, I'm dealing with other members of the church, and I want them to have experiences and encounters with me. So I got to take you out. Yeah, you still anointed, you still blessed, you still see things, but I ain't talking to you right now. Lana got to understand some things. Elder got to understand some things. Everybody else who's been dealt with as far as ministry is concerned, I have gifts and talents that I'm developing in them, and I want to encounter with them. With these gifts and talents. And there's certain things I want them to hear. There may be some waiver matters that I may get the preacher to come in, but y'all was like, no, I'm dealing with them. You know, had a conversation with a church member earlier today, phone conversation, and they was asking me some things along these same lines, and was like, okay, you know, as the pastor, can you share this information? No, he dealing with you. Not me. He's dealing with you. And so all of us, this is something that he brought about for this such occasion. What he's doing with elders is a testimony. Wait till this thing, wait till he give you the testimony. All the lives that has been touched as a result of it. His life that has been changed as a result of it. Because Yah is unveiling some things, you know, from that perspective. And again, I'm going to keep saying that. He's going to give you that testimony when he's ready. And so back to my daughter now. When we had that conversation, y'all finally led me to say to her, I said, baby, let me say this to you. I said, now, you are without a doubt that Yah is speaking to you. You're acknowledging it. You keep saying Yah is saying, sometimes she get caught up into that. You know, some told me, and I kind of look at it, she was dead. I knew it's Yah. That's just a way of talking. No, but you got to be specific though, baby. Acknowledge him. Give him the glory. Don't take it from him. Don't put something on his talent. Acknowledge Yah is showing me this. Because the more we acknowledge and the more we encounter, the more he's going to show. Is it getting warm in here, y'all? Let me know. The more he's going to show. And so, you know, so what I ended up telling her was this. I said, now, Yah show you these things, baby. I said, let's use the glass for an example. I said, if Yah shows you that the glass is going to fall off the table, then go get the glass. If he's telling you that you're going to forget your keys, stop immediately and go get your keys. He tells us things for preventative measures, and we got to be able to discern the difference between the two. Sometimes he tells us things that are going to happen. You can't stop it. It is what it is. Some things he told Elder was going to happen. There's nothing that I could have done, he could have done, anybody else could have done to stop it. But then there are some things where Yah said, you're going to forget your keys. When he says that, he's giving you the opportunity to go and address that situation from a preventative point of view. And I'm going to give you two examples of this according to scripture. The first one we're going to look at is the one that cannot be changed. And we'll look at Daniel chapter 10. I'm just going to pull out a few verses in Daniel chapter 10. And, you know, we're not going to be very, very long on tonight. If y'all say so, that is. Daniel 10 verse 1 says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understanding of a vision. So it tells us ahead of time that there are things that he do understand, but now it's going to show the process by which he understand those things. Again, the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true. Yeah, it's fact. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing. The time was long, but he understood it and had understanding of the vision. Get to verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks because I didn't understand this. So sometimes y'all reveal things, and then he'll show us the process. So Daniel understand the vision, but verse 2 turns around and tells us, but this is the process by which he understood it. It is like y'all sitting up the stage to give you the overall view, or if I'm saying it correctly, the summary of some things. Then he said, well, let me give you some detail of it. I'm going to give you a big picture overall thing, and then I'm going to give you the detail. In those days, verse 2, in those days, our day was more than 3 full weeks, 21 days. I ate no bread, pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. We drank wine as a nation, okay? In my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, know that's in Genesis. It says, then I lift up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw no vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palm of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, I understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. And he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before Yah, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now, we know the story here. I'm not going to deal with this a lot because this shows you how wars take place in the heavenly realm before they take place here, on earth and things like that. That's not where I want to be. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. I just want you to understand some things that's going on. Read Daniel 10, the rest of it on your own time, okay? So I'm going to skip down. I'm gonna skip down to verse 17, verse 18. It says, then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yeah, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I am come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. This shows the war. So when you see when you see kingdoms fall, is because the kingdom, we've dealt with this, because the kingdom in the heavenly realm falls first. So I'll give you an example. If the city of Dallas was destroyed, it would be because what governs the city of Dallas has been destroyed over the city of Dallas. So Yah, the angels destroy the demonic realm above a place. Once that takes place, then you see the same thing happening here on earth. Okay? And so that's what it took place here, because you're seeing this event where they went to fight with the prince of Persia and the prince of Grecia came. Well, when the prince of Persia in the heavenly realm was brought down, then the kingdom of Persia was destroyed by Grecia. Literally. Okay? So that's how these things work. You see war in heaven first, then you see the results here on earth. Okay? That's why the scripture says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It shows us the connection between the two. You know, so I just want you to understand that part. But this is what I really wanted to get to, verse 21. It says, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. What did he say in verse 1? In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true. Same thing at the bottom. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and he had understanding of the vision. Why? Because this event takes place to get him to right here. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, and Michael your prince. Now when you see this here, when you say that holdeth, when you look at the word and holdeth, let me skip down here. When you look at the word and holdeth, it means fasten upon, hence to seize. Okay? To strengthen, to cure, to help. And so he's talking about to help recover. You look at these different definitions of withstand. It shows that this event is true. So when this event is true, verse 1 and also verse 21, nobody can change that. There's nothing. Remember, we're coming full circle now. I'm gonna use Elder as an example here without giving, you know, spoiling his testimony. What Yah spoke to Elder, it was true. Nothing he could do, nothing I could do, nothing anyone could do to change that. Yah gave him a word, that word was true. And the word that Yah gave him was true. When you hear his testimony, remember this lesson tonight. What Yah gave him was true. Once he told me, we was like, amen, it is what it is, it's going to happen. There's nothing on earth that can change the word that Yah gave to him. Yah speak to us like that at times. Yah will give me a word, he'll give you a word. Once he gives that word, there's nothing that can change it. It is what it is. It is so. Amen. We might as well accept it. We can fight it. We can try to change it. We can rebel against it. It is what it is. Yeah, I just gave me another scripture here. I think it's here. Nope. I'm going to just type in the word phone. Let me give you another example here. Bear with me, y'all. Thank you, y'all. Okay. Okay, yeah, here we go. That's so awesome. Now, here is something that, again, we use Elder's incident, the word that y'all gave to him, as something that was true. Nothing he could do to change it. Nothing any of us can do to change it. This is another one that people refuse to accept, but there is nothing that can be done to change this. This is a word from Yah. This is true. Matthew 10 verse 34 said, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword." Yah said in Christ. Christ says this. My appearance. Remember, we're coming from Matthew 10 where he's telling the disciples, you go back up. He's telling the disciples. He says, "These 12 Yehoshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into the city of Samaria, any ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When he told the disciples to preach this to our nation, he's continuing on. And he tells our nation, he said, now, verse 34, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. The preaching of the truth concerning me and my Father." This is what Christ is saying. The truth concerning me and my Father will cause division. This is true. It will cause division. He says, so think not that me coming here is going to make everything all together and all lovey-dovey because I'm here. No, my mere presence now is to bring a separation of what belongs to the kingdom of my Father that I rule and reign in, and all those who are a joint heirs with me will rule and reign. He said, "Think not that I come to bring togetherness." That's a word. Things together. He said, so don't think that. He said, but I'm coming with a sword. And this sword that I'm coming is a symbol that is used to separate something. Verse 34. "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace." Let's look at the word peace. You know, we love word study. "Think not that I come to send peace on earth." When you look at peace, it says peace. By implication, prosperity. Peace is prosperity. Quietness. So when preachers really talk about prosperity, they concentrate on money. But I know a whole lot of people who got a whole lot of money. Hollywood got a whole lot of money, but they don't have no prosperity. They don't have no peace. They don't have no rest. Okay? And so he said, "Think not that I come to send peace, prosperity, quietness, rest on earth." He said, "I didn't come to do that." He said, "But I came with a sword." I came with a sword. When you look at the word sword here, it means a knife. We know what it is. I came with punishment. I came to with a sword to punish, to divide. He says, "For I am come to set a man at variance." When you look at variance here, it says to make apart. A sword. I come to separate. Okay? To sit at variance. Look who he comes to sit at variance against, though. I come to sit at variance against... I come to sit a man at variance against his father. Me, I'm a son. Yah says, if my father is not on the same page with him, then Yah said, through Christ now, it separates. It sits apart. I come to sit a man at variance against his father, and daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes. When you look at the word foes here, look at the word foes. Hateful. Notice it says Satan. Especially Satan, but this is talking about the daughter-in-law, the father, the mother, and the daughter. It's talking about adversary. So he's saying, I come to a man's adversary shall be they of his own household. When you look at the own household, It deals with what it is, your own personal household. What does household mean? Familiar, relatives. So what Christ is saying here, he said, now when I come and I start to cause my truth to go forth, and I start to gather my people, and I also start to gather the Gentiles, he said it's going to be a separation that takes place. That is true. But what you have some people, you have some Christian folks who try to make this a lie. So they say, I don't care what nobody said. I'm gonna reach all my folks. Well, you can't change the truth. I can't change the truth. We have to understand that according to the scriptures, there are relatives who are going to be our enemies. Y'all said, when you and that relative is at odds, it is manifested that what I said is true. And I don't care what you try to do. I don't care how much love you have for that relative. I don't care how much you try. Y'all say, if they're not on the same page with me and you are, it's going to always be set apart. You're never going to fully get along. As if your mind is going, or since your mind or our minds is going in a certain direction, and our mind is going in the opposite of that direction, y'all say, I don't care how much you, father, son, mother, daughter, y'all said, through what I sent my son to do, and you are followers of that, it's gonna set things apart. It ain't nothing you're gonna be able to do about it. You can't change it. You can try to come up with different ways to fix that situation, but y'all said the only way that situation is gonna be fixed is they're gonna have to have the same mind that you have concerning your relationship with me. And so that's true. Ain't nothing you can change about that. And I've heard so many church members say over and over, I don't care what nobody said, I am going to get all my family saved. I'd be like, yep. And that's the very thing that's going to end up probably causing you your soul. Because you're now kicking against the scriptures. The scripture points out that your enemies is going to be in your own family. That can't be changed. So that lets me know, yeah, some family members I'll be able to reach. But some of them, y'all said, they are set apart from me because their mindset is not on the things of Yah. And if a person's mindset is not on the things of Yah, it can separate mothers from fathers. I mean, father and son, and mother and daughter, and daughter-in-law, and all these things that he points out, that your enemy could be in your own household. If my girls are not willing to get on the same page with me, then Yah says they'll be the very one who become your enemy. My own child. If the Lana don't allow Yah to deal with her, she can become an enemy of mine. My own child can become my enemy, my burden. That cannot be changed. Okay? So we're looking at examples. Daniel chapter 10. Yah gave him a word. It's true. It can't be changed. Yah said it's going to happen. It don't matter what you try to do. It's going to happen. Matthew 10. Okay? Matthew 10 verse 37. Yah said it's going to happen. Verse 36. It's going to happen. Your enemy's going to be in your own household. Why are you surprised when these things are happening? Learn how to rejoice and accept the wisdom of Yah that points out that these things are going to happen. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. That's true. That's just true. Now, with that in mind, you keep these two examples that I use in reference to things that Yah spoke to Elder. It was going to happen. Can't change it. We just have to walk by faith and stand in faith, stand in agreement, and learn from this. And trust me, there's a lot of educational things that's going to come from what we understand at this point. Okay? A lot of things coming out of this. Yah added to the church because of this. There's some things, well, you wait. Some things that we're going to come into an understanding of because of this. Now, with that understanding, Jonah 1 reveals to us something that's in reference as far as the law is concerned. Yah has given a word. He has given warning. But if we respond accordingly, Delana, as an example, Yah said you were going to leave your keys. Delana, go get your keys. Right then, drop whatever he's doing. If Yah speaking to you, telling you that you're going to do something, then drop what you're doing. He's giving you preventative measures. How many of you have ever been in one of those situations where you were like, man, something told me. You know, we love calling them something. Something told me, man, but I just didn't follow my man. No, you didn't follow his. He gave information. So Delana has to understand when y'all speak to her, drop what you're doing right now and respond accordingly. Go get your keys. Now they made a trip up there and had to come all the way back to the house. Matter of fact, I was turning the corner when they was turning back. And I was looking like, what's up? What they doing? Both of them had a pitiful look on their face because they just wasted time. Huh? And gas.
I was like,
yeah, it still was a waste of time and gas. Yeah, it still was. Same way with the glass. Glass falls off. Y'all want it. He don't want the glass to fall. That's why he's warning. He don't want her to leave the keys. That's why he's warning. Look at Jonah chapter 1. He doesn't want to destroy Nineveh. That's why he's warning. Look at the example now. Look at what takes place when we take heed and move when Yah gives the warning. Verse 1. Now the word of Yah came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Let me make sure I'm saying it correctly. Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness has come up before them. Y'all didn't want to destroy the place, but you say, I am, if they don't change. But Jonah rose up and rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of Yah, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of Yah. He running. Like we all do. Let me tell you something. Anytime Yah speak, Lana, when he spoke to you, you ran. When he said you're going to leave your keys, you ran. But we thank Yah that he was training her, and so there was no consequences for her disobedience. Okay? There were consequences for Jonah. It says, but Yah sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. They thought everything overboard. Don't realize Jonah's problem. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Jonah's asleep now because he know what's going on. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. You know, give you an example of casting lots. It's kind of like, you know, let's draw straws to see who the problem is. Everybody drew straws, and the one Jonah, you know, longest straw, the one got the problem. Jonah drew the straw. It's kind of like the same one, same thing as far as casting lots is concerned. You know, and so Jonah is exposed now. Okay? Now, it says, it fell upon Jonah, verse 7, verse 8. Then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yah, the God of heaven, who had made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of Yah because he had told them. See that? Because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee? Jonah tells him, I'm fleeing from Yah. What shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wroth and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Okay. Now, we're already at the bottom pretty much. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea was wroth. For the sea wroth and was tempestuous. That word is tying my tongue. Against him. Wherefore they cried unto Yah and said, we beseech thee, O Yah. We beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, Yah, has done it as it pleased thee. So they took Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared Yah exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto Yah, and made vows. Now Yah had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Go to chapter 2 now. Now I'm going to skip down. I'm going to see if the skip down. I'm going to skip to the next chapter. Okay, this is where I want to be. Chapter 3. Read 1, 2, and 3 on your own time. Okay? Chapter 3 says, and the word of Yah came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah rose. He's doing it now. Okay? So Jonah rose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of Yah. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed Yah, okay, and proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Yah. Yeah, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Yah will turn and repent and turn away from his first anger that we perish not? And Yah saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and Yah repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now, Yah gives a word. Verse 1. They respond accordingly. And because they responded accordingly, what did Yah do? He changed it. Remember the example with Delana? First of all, the example with Elder. Elder couldn't change the word that was given to him. But Delana could have changed it if she would have responded accordingly. Delana, the glass is finna fall off the table. Repent and respond accordingly. What does repent mean? Let's look at the word. Verse 10. I know I'm beating my baby up, but she can take this whooping. We all getting it too. What does repent mean? It means to pity to be sorry, console, okay, to console. When you look at these words, another word that deals with repent means to turn. So as you see these people, it says they turn. When you look at the word turn, that they turn from the evil. They turn, it says, with the idea of returning to the starting point. Okay? Do anything, do evil, so they return. It's the opposite of, okay? All these things that you're looking at. So it says they turn. So when you look at the turn, it's they made about turn, so to speak. So it's, repent means to turn. So because they turn, they didn't get their city destroyed. Back again, using Delana as an example, we've had this conversation, and it's even helping her, even, you know, because she's seen results. She's already turned, and she's acknowledged it because there was events that happened that we came back and talked about it. She's like, Dad, if I had not obeyed and started obeying Yah's voice from the things that he was sharing with me, she was like, okay, other events could have taken place. Now, yes, now you know how important it is to respond. So just like these people of Nineveh, if Delana turned in reference to the water, the glass would be fine. Did the glass break? The glass broke. Now there's glass missing. All because she didn't repent. Y'all hearing this? As Brother pointed out in reference to the keys, waste of gas. Is that what you said? Waste of gas and time. You know, she was like, it's right around the corner, but that's still, you know, it sucked a little gas out of there to go around the corner and back. So because of not repenting, I'm using that word repenting, because of not repenting, it caused results that shouldn't be. So there are times when y'all will take us through things that's necessary we can't change because what he's spoken is true. But then there are things that he will give us a word on that is true if we don't respond accordingly to prevent it. And so we have to be wise enough to know the difference between the two and operate. So if he's saying certain things to us, respond to it. Be led that way. Respond to it. It's important for us to do that. That is the way I live on a daily basis. I'm always, y'all know I always say this, I always look for an opportunity for Yah to slide in on my mind. When he slide in on my mind, I respond. I'll be honest with you, I'm not perfect in my response. You know, every time he led me to do something, I was like, okay, Yah, I miss you on that one. We all may do it, but I'm saying we all should strive to respond anytime Yah is speaking to us. When he responds in a way to where we know it's something we can't change, then we still repent. What I mean by repent, don't try to fight against that. Adjust our mind to that and say, it's going to happen like Elder did. It's going to happen and nothing I can do about it. I just got to prepare myself for it happening. You know, what happened was of the Lord. You know, one of the things I said to him in a text that I sent to him earlier that day, I said, you know, what Yah's doing and confirm what you said is of the Lord, and when it's of the Lord, we're going to be blessed from it. And I said, what's of the Lord, we may not like it all the time. So when it's of the Lord, when it's of the Lord, you may not like what's of the Lord. Jonah didn't like what was of the Lord. Y'all hear this? Jonah didn't like what was of the Lord. But he had to go through that process. Okay? He had to go through that process. So it's the same as far as each one of us is concerned. When these things happen that we can't change, y'all told me, he said, even as far as things is going on, as far as, you know, family and Canada is concerned, y'all was like, you got to go through this. I don't like it. I don't like dealing with these folks behind this foolishness that they're trying to do. But y'all had told me ahead of time, you going through that. I'm going to let him mess with you one more time. This the last time, though. He already told me. I couldn't change it. So when the information started coming, I just said, okay, you give me wisdom on how to deal with it. I can't change that. But now, if he has said, if you don't do this, that's going to happen to you. That's a different situation. Now it's on me. I didn't respond. I need to go to Yah and say, Yah, I repent. Just like Jonah. He had to repent. He had to do what's right. And so I wanted to share that lesson with you so that you can understand the difference between the two. When Yah deals with us in certain ways, then respond accordingly. And when he deals with us according to truth, embrace it. Whether good or bad. Whether it's a situation that makes us comfortable or uncomfortable. Some things we have to go through to bring about other events. And all of them may not be easy on us. But he don't let us go through anything we can't bear. Okay? Janice, I remember some things you shared with me as far as, family members are concerned. Well, the scripture is true. You know, you can do about that. What I mean by there are going to be people in your household that are not going to be on the same page with you because of the direction that you're going. You know, even the situation for your dad and things like that. There are going to be people who are not on the same page with what Yah is doing, and it's going to always be friction there. It's the same way as far as my family is concerned. There are certain family members that are going to always be friction because we're not on the same page. We're not going in the same direction. And so that has to be understood. But then things that we can change, Yah will show us, and we have to make sure that we do those things, make those changes. If we don't, then that consequence. The lawn are going to be sweeping up glass and, coming back and getting keys when what could all have been said and done. Those two examples, he used her and brought about an understanding with her in order to help all of us to understand the importance of it, of responding. That's true. Remember, last thing I'm closing. You can't change what's true. But you can prevent what he reveals if you respond accordingly. Sometimes y'all be like, don't go down that road. Don't go down the road, man. Something told me not to go down that road. I went down there and hit three cars. Well, something told you, that something is. Y'all told you not to go down that road. So I just want to teach us the difference between the two. Respond accordingly. Y'all got it? Okay. Any questions, comments? You good? All right. Father, Yah, we just bless you for revealing to us the examples. Anytime truth is revealed, we can't change the truth. All we do is know it, and whatever the consequences are, whether good or bad, we still become free because of it. We know the truth, and the truth makes us free. At the same time, those things that you reveal to us that we can prevent, we be wise about it, and we slow down, and we respond accordingly, because you are the God who reveals the secret things, and yes, Yah, we do need to understand this so that we can operate in these last days. In these last days is going to be the only way that we survive. We got to move when you tell us to move. And we got to know what's truth and embrace that truth. And we just bless you for that, y'all. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.